what's your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, tonight I am picking Rhodes Food Group. It's mid-cap, which I cannot really understand why it trades at quite a large discount on a PE multiple relative to its competitor Tiger Brands. So this is a company that came out of nowhere and took market share away from the beloved Koo brand. Did the same in the juice market with Ceres and Liquifruit. And it's got a long-term kind of strategic partnership into Ready Meals, into Woolies Foods. So quite a few good long-term drivers of growth. But I think what's caused disappointment in the market in the last few years were one or two acquisitions that did not bed down successfully at first. But the management team there seems to have streamlined costs, consolidated operating factories. And from here, during the COVID lockdown, government banned the sale of pies, which is a big portion of their revenue. So we had some strange things that were banned, alcohol and pies. So looking ahead, they've got some infrastructure that as sales come back from some of those segments, they can leverage, and they've got good market share now in some interesting segments.
Okay,
on a 10 PE.
On your side, Gary, stock pick this evening?
Right, so I'm going for a super speculative stock pick in Coinbase, which is recently listed overseas on the NASDAQ. It's essentially, it's a crypto exchange. We always get asked about, trading crypto and that, and who knows whether it's going to go totally mainstream or not. But what we can do, it's difficult to value a Bitcoin or Ethereum or that because, it's essentially what people believe it's worth. But what we can value is obviously an exchange. And I look at it, coming from a stockbroking background, and I look at what these guys are charging in terms of their transactional costs to buy and sell Bitcoin, and it is absolute murder. But the way that I can get involved in that is I can own the shares. So they're looking at their revenue. So they've obviously recently listed. We're looking at their numbers. I mean, they are expensive. So I think they came on at about 100 times sales. But just the speed at which they're growing their revenue is just phenomenal. So they've kind of doubled their revenue again. And if that continues, 100 times sales was not particularly expensive if they can maintain that that growth trajectory. Yeah. At the same time, because of the nature of the business, it's speculative. Remember, they don't even have a headquarters. Most of that revenue just drops to the bottom line as well. So it's an incredibly profitable company too. Okay. The danger, of course, is that Bitcoin is not adopted, or the major exchanges start putting crypto on them, and they suddenly have massive competitors. They do have it's over 50 million users at the moment, and they have that community vibe. I think, with the listing kind of not going so well and the stock pulling back a kind of 20-30%, might be an opportunity to get in.
So for now, a hard one to ignore. Let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined us this evening. Of course, Gary Boyson is with Rand Swiss and Merrill Pick is with Old Mutual. We'll be back, of course, next week tackling more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening. We'll be right back.